Chapter 7. The Space Center was like a prison. There were high walls all around it. Gene had his own room, and they brought him food, but at least he had a television now. And anything else he wanted. The only thing he couldn't do was leave. It was the day after he arrived. He was watching television. The journey to Mars was on the news. He saw the scientist, Louis. He was being interviewed by a woman.
"How is everything going?" she asked him. "Things are going well," said Louis. "We will be ready to launch the rocket in 1 year."
She was surprised.
"Have you found someone to go to Mars?"
"Yes," said Louis. "He is at the center. He has already started his training. But there is a lot to learn. It will take him a year to learn everything."
Gene felt good. He was important and famous.
"He must be sad," said the woman. "He knows he will not return."
Gene sat up straight. He was shocked.
"No, he is not sad," said Louis. "He's pleased to help. He will be a hero. He won't die in prison anymore."
"Is there no way to bring him back?" she asked.
"No," said Louis. "There isn't enough fuel to return. He will stay on Mars."
"He is a very brave man," said the woman.
Gene did not watch any more.
He ran out of his room.
He ran to Louis's office. He did not knock. He ran straight in. Louis was sitting at his desk.
"You will kill me," Gene shouted. "You will leave me on Mars. I'll die there. I will die millions of miles from home."
"Oh, you've seen the news," said Louis. "I wanted to speak to you first. I wanted you to hear the plan from me."
"Take me back to prison," said Gene. "Take me back now."
"Of course," said Louis. "We'll take you back tomorrow morning. You don't have to stay here. This isn't a prison."
"Good," said Gene. "I cannot believe this. How could you do this?"
"Do what?" asked Louis.
"Kill me," said Gene.
"We will not kill you," said Louis. "If you go back to prison, then you will die. We are giving you a chance to live. You can live here for a year. Then you can live on the rocket for 6 months as it travels to Mars."
"I'll still die," said Gene.
"You will live longer," said Louis, "and you will die as a hero. Everybody will know your name. You will be in the history books. You will be famous. If you go back to prison, you will die and no one will care."
Gene looked at Louis. He did not know what to say. He went back to his room.